We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Beis Omid Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Kuf Beis Omid Beis by the Tashema. We just learned that Rav told us, Halacha, that when you eat Eiver Menachai, in order to be Chai, you have to eat a Kezayis Eiver Menachai. Not enough just to eat the Eiver. It has to be more than the whole Eiver. You have to eat a Kezayis of the Eiver. That's the Chiddush of Rav. And we have different questions on the Rav. We have two questions, and we're continuing with a third question on Rav now. Tashema. Not al tzipor shein by kezayis. Someone took a bird that no kezayis va'ochlu and he ate it live. Rebbe Piter. Rebbe says yipot. And this tzipor actually is a tahira. It's an oif tahira. It's a kosher animal. It's kosher chicken. So not al tzipor shein by kezayis va'ochlu ate it live. Rebbe Piter says yipot from Eiv Mechai. Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Shimon Mechai. And Rabbi Shimon says Mechai. Amar Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Shimon kavachaymer. Al Eiver Mena, you agree, if you ate one limb alive from the bird, you'd be chayiv. Al Kula Lakoshkein, shouldn't you be chayiv on the tire, tzipor? If you agree, Eiver Mena, Al Kula Lakoshkein, should be chayiv on the whole thing. So the kasha is, that's the kasha over here, that here, let's ask on Rebbe, what do you see from here? We're going to continue the price. I want you to get it over here, so you don't have to go back to it. So clearly, everyone agrees. Al aver mimeno yechayev. Everyone agrees that on the aver of this yechayev. Just the whole thing is a problem because we'll see later on what the machlekes is. We'll see in a second the machlekes. But everyone agrees the aver menachayev. I lachar you don't have a kezayis. It says notol tzipor she'im by kezayis va'ochlo. Don't have a kezayis and you ate it. Rebbe Pilar Shemachayev. And Rebbe says, you want to be masking, want Eva Bichayev, Akul Akoshkin? Goes the Bryce of Ait to Sefta. Chonka Va'achla, Divri Akol Bekazais. If someone choked this and killed the Sipur Va'achla, Divri Akol agrees, the Shir is Kazais. That's the Shir Kazais. Why? Because then it's an Avela. An Avela is Kazais. And therefore, you're going to be part over here. So Zok the Gemara, the Kasha, Adkan like Pligis, what's the Machlaikas first of all here? If you eat the Tara Tzipur, the Machlaikas is Almar Sava Bechayeho Levar Mimetis. That while it's alive already, it's Oimit to be broken into pieces. Umas Sava Bechayeho Lav Levar Mimetis. And the other man the Yama holds that Bechayeho, it's not made to be broken into pieces. And therefore, we know it's the Eiver Menachai. Not Tzipur Menachai. Eiver Menachai. So the shaila is, when you look at a whole animal, you look at it, it's a combination of five evarim, a whole bird, let's say. It's a combination of five evarim, or it's a bird. So one man Yama says, when you look at a whole bird, it's not evarim, and if we're not chai, that's Rebbe holds. But Rebbe Shimon holds, no, it's five evarim, huh? What does it mean? What's the question? Explain the question. It means exactly what I said. It means that ain evar menachai b'shleima. There's no such thing as evar menachai by a full thing. It has to be an evar menachai. You only chayv evar menachai. So now, when I eat a entire bird, am I eating five evarim or eating a whole bird? Answer me. Answer a question. I'm answering a question. When you eat a whole bird, you eat five evarim or a bird? You're not going to be able to answer me because my chalik is tanai. I don't think you would have achra. But what I'm asking you a question. Then we'll get to the explain.
A whole bird is five evarim.
Oh, so you hold mamzer that no, he holds not like that. You hold every bird is five evarim. It's like saying every house is every house. 14,000 planks of wood, or it's a house. So I gotta think a house is a definitely a house. I don't think anyone holds 14 planks of wood. But a bird, because a bird, it's very knicker. This is the hand, this is the foot. So Shaila, how do you look at it? You look at it as a bird or as Eiver? That's a fact. Everyone agrees to this fact that the only Chiyav is Eiver Menachai, not entire Chai. That's for sure. The Shaila is, how do you look at a bird? Do you look at it as 14,000 planks of wood, or you look at it as one big house? That's the Shaila. So that's the question. How do you look at a bird? So look at Rashi. Rashi is Rebbe Poyt. The Befaris of Oz Luxava ain't Eva Menachai B'Shleima. The Lav Eva Mikri. It's not called the Eva. So that's the Machlokes. That's the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe of Shimon. Rebbe holds the Apartheid Y. He looks at a bird. Not like you were saying. He looks at a bird. It's a bird. It's not five Evarim. But according to Rebbe Shimon, he looks at a five Evarim. So that's the Machlokes. So I can't wait to get the Marshal of the Chayel Evarim Medes. Even when it's alive, I look at it as the polka and everything else and the schnitzel and everything. When I look at a chicken, I see a schnitzel there, I see a polka there. But other people don't look at a chicken, they see a chicken. It's a big shaila. I had to look at it. A Marshal of the Chayel Evarim Medes. But it's not called Evarim Medes. But the Kuli Yama Miya Loi Bina Kazayis, but that's clear, like we just spoke out, when we read the Brisa, everyone agrees you don't need a Kazayis, because it says, Rav Shimon says, you'll be masking if the polka fell off and you ate it, you'll be chayib. So Rebbe says, yeah, sure. But here it's not a polka, right? So everyone agrees, and here we're talking about the whole tzipa didn't have a Kazayis. Remember, it says, don't even say anybody Kazayis. So clearly, the Yechayiv on one Eivah is no Kazayis. That's the kash over here. Bumba kash. Bumba kash. Bumba kash. Rav. Rav Nachman. This is where Rav Nachman said his teretz. B'mashu basar gidev atzomas. You know what the case over here was? There was no kazayis basar in the entire bird. There wasn't a kazayis basar. There was only a kazayis together with gidev atzomas. So if you hold it's eva melechai, then yichai. But basar, there is no basar here. There's no basar here. And therefore, chonk of achol, there are covered kazayis. You don't have a kazayis basa. When it comes to the veil, you need a kazayis basa. So we're talking about over here, you don't have a kazayis of basa. So it's very interesting. No, because it comes out over here that we're saying that even though the whole tzipor doesn't have a kazayis of basa, one aver will still have a kazayis of gidin v'atzomis and basa. Is that interesting to you? Let's say you look at an entire chicken. It was probably not a chicken, probably a duck. Whatever it is, something that doesn't have a lot of basa. It has only, doesn't have a kazayis bus in the whole bird, but each aver is a kazayis of everything included. That's interesting. That's Mara's kasha. Mika midi did a kula less than a kazayis basa. The whole entire thing is a kazayis basa. Uvechad aver isbe is kazayis b'mashu basa gimel tzomas. Is that possible? Rav Shravi, yeah, in b'klinisa. There's a certain bird called klinisa. It's mostly bones and tendons and sinews. That's what it's mostly. And it has very little meat. So it's possible that in each limb there's a kazayis altogether of all of everything it's made out of, but in the entire bird it's not a kazayis basa. That's the whole teretz. So my answer is talking about klinis. Great thing, Markasha. Klinis is not a kosher animal, not a kosher bird. Eimer seifa chunk of achla. If you choked and ate it, divak koil bekazayis. Everyone agrees bekazayis, which means it has to have kazayis basa as the vela. Right tomorrow, but klinis oiv tamayu, and if it's oiv tamay, it should be chayiv alts beria. It should be chayiv alts beria. Even if it doesn't have kazayis, it's chayiv alts beria. So if you ate the entire bird, it should be chayiv alts beria alts behemet tamay. Zok to Gemara, no, it's not my klinis. It's talking about kein klinis. Zok to Gemara inside. So Gemara says, "Hey, I'm a sefer. Chonk of achol. Why call kazayis? But klinis oiv tamayu. But I'm a rav. Tamay ben mechayev misasa b'mashu. Why? Because it's a beria. Gemara, oh no, hello, kein klinis." It's a bird that's kosher, that's like a klinisa, that's very little basa. So, bottom line is, we have, this is Adkan, the kazayis sugya, that Rebbe held you need a kazayis of, you need a kazayis when it comes to Eivah Menachai. But you don't need a kazayis of basa. It's a kazayis altogether is enough. And that's what Rav held, as I said, Rebbe. Rav held like that. And Lemaisa, so we answer all the kasha on Rav, and therefore, we could pass like Rav. The Rav holds, Eivah Menachai needs a kazayis. Now, we had a machlekes here. We explained this about Riches, the machlekes of Rabbi and Elazar of Shimon, if a oif or a behema b'chayel le'ivar me'medas or not. How do you look at a chicken? You look at it in pieces or not? So Zok to Rava, there's cases where Rabbi will agree and cases where Elazar of Shimon will agree. Amar Rava, intim to le'ma sova Rabbi machsheves eichlem shema machshava. Which means like this, everyone agrees that a machshava of eichlem gabi tumah works. If I take a piece of meat and I have a mind to, even if no one eats this meat, and I say, well, I want to eat it, it makes it into eichel. The question is, could I make it into aver also? So if, do you hold, which Rashi says, let's say you found somewhere in Shas, Rebbe holds that my machshav and eichel could change eichel. So he said like this, then, he says, have a case of Rebbe, will be masking, if you eat the entire chicken live, you'll be chayv. It's not an aver. If he thought about it before, you know what, I'm going to cut this into Eivarim, and I'm looking at this like Eivarim already, then you'll be chayiv even for Rebbe. I'm like, by me kamidi, according to Rebbe, me kamidi, dilu achalei achar, if someone else eats this entire chicken, le mechayiv, because it's not Eivarim mechayiv. Va'achalein, he eats it, va'ichalei hai mechayiv, because he had thought about it, is it possible thing? I'm like, yeah. Zelfi machshavta, zelfi machshavta. Each person for his machshava. This guy changes machshava, so he, but him will be chayiv taka. Other people not. Vama Rava. Rava says, Imtim Tzolaymar. Zotim Maravaiter. And Imtim Tzolaymar the other way. Vama Rava. Imtim Tzolaymar Shava Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon. Machshavas Eichel Mishmar Shava. If you want to say the opposite, now, Rosh Hashim will hold, it's always like a varm. If you hold machshava, so eichlo machshava, chishiv la'eichlo mesa, va'ochlo chai, a potter. If he did not think of it, to eat it in pieces, he's going to eat it, chashiv la'eichlo mesa. He is going to eat it when it's dead, which means, like Rashi says, the goli adaita b'chayeh lavli varmi medas. He had in mind already that he's not going to cut this into pieces. He eat it complete when it dies. He eat the whole thing complete. So already b'chayeh, he already has in mind not to eat it in pieces. So then the same thing is with the opposite halacha. According to the Rosh Hashanah, will not be chayev even when a chayev. Into the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, chishv l'achla meisav, achla chayeh, and you ate it alive, potter. You are potter because you goli adaita, you don't want to eat it in a varm. Only by me can eat the ilo achle acham achayev. According to the Lord of Shimon, other person eats it. It's chayev. Why? You look at a chicken, different avar. But achle high, this guy eats it. It's potter. Only zelvi machshavtoi, v'zelvi machshavtoi. These guys use all machshava. At Khan, that discussion of Rebbe and Lazar of Shimon. Now I want to go into the different. We spoke about before. There are two issues of avar achay. There is the avar achay and basim achay. I'm going to show now where the makaris for these things are. Om Rav Yechanan. The pasuk says in Parashas Re'eh, "Rak chazak levilti achol adam ki adamu hanefesh." Then it ends off, "Loisoichal hanefesh im habasa." Don't eat the nefesh with the basa. Don't eat it while it's alive. That is eiver menachai. Or if you can, "Loisoichal hanefesh im habasa" is the eiver menachai. Now, how do you see eiver menachai from here? So Rashi explains that nefesh is referring to eiver, just like a nefesh that dies never has trias hamesim. Same thing, an aver never has chiyas amesim. If a behemoth loses its foot, it doesn't grow back. So therefore he says, nefesh means an aver. And this he types the pasuk. Lo soichal nefesh, do not only eat that aver, but oida im abasa, when the chiyas is with the basa. That's he typing it. Lo soichal nefesh means don't eat the aver when it's bechiyas im abasa. So that's the aver menachai. There's another pasuk that says, it's a pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, ubasa basada trefa lo soichelu. So the Kalav Tzichonai. So pasuk is treifa. What's lashon basa basada? What's that lashon? So zeh basa menachai. That teaching us the iser basa menachai and ubasa menachreifa and the iser of eating a treifa. So we have two dinim by Eivnachai and basa menachai. Show what the pasuk is. So according to Rabbi Yechon, the pasuk is lo yisurcha nefesh basa is Eiver and basa basada treifa is chelu is basa menachai and basa menachreifa. Rav Slakish argues. He learns that both things from Loisoichal Anefesh and Abasa has a tie. He's like this: Loisoichal Anefesh, Loisoichal Abasa, calls man Shazam Zeh. Anytime the Nefesh and Basa are all together, they're all alive, you now eat the Nefesh or the Basa. Nefesh is the Aver and Basa is the Basa. So both Lavim are from that Basa. Both Aver Menachai and Basa Menachai. That's referring to Basa and Treifa. So that's the machlokes of Shimon Lakash and Rabbi Yechanan. So therefore, Zokta breaks down the Gemara. Let's see, in one halama, one forgetting, you ate Eiv Menachai and Basa Menachai. Rabbi Yechanan have shtayim. For Rabbi Yechanan have two. Why have two for Rabbi Yechanan? You have two psukim. One in Parashas were A, and one in Parashas were Spatim. That's why you have two. Lurish Lakish, Shimon Lakish, Ein Chayv Lachis, Ein Chayv One. Why? Because it's one pasuk. It's one pasuk parashas right. One laugh. Ochel Basim and Achai Basim and Treifa. So now Lurish Shimon Lakish Chayv Shtayim. Why? Because one's a pasuk. Basim and Achai is parashas right, and Basim and Treifa is parashas Mishpatim. Chayv Shtayim. Rabbi Yechon and Chayv Lachis because they're both in the same pasuk and parashas Mishpatim. Now Ochel Eiver and Achai U Basim and Treifa. Levi Kol Chayv Shtayim because everyone agrees it's two different pesukim. So that's the machlokes of here, Rabbi Yechon Shlakish, with the Gemara's explanation. Right, the Marakash of Raminu, ask you a kash on this. How can you say such a thing? Raminu, and ask you a stira to this halacha. It says in a memra like this, was a memra, it says, Ochal on top of Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph. Ochal Eiver Menachai Min HaTreifa. If someone ate Eiver Menachai from a treifa. Now, remember, what are we doing over here? We're eating Eiver Menachai and a treifa. So, if you remember from 3 minutes ago, Eiver Menachai is the pasuk in Parashas A, and Treifa is the pasuk in Parashas Sfatim. So, what would you say? Ochel Eiver Menachai on a Treifa. How many of you have? You have two, the Kuliyama, right? Okay, so let's see what it says over here in the Memra. Ochel Eiver Menachai on a Treifa. Rabbi Yechanan Mechayev Shtayim. Shem Lakash Omer Ene Chayev Alachas. So, Bishop Rabbi Yechanan Nicha, I understand. You have two. What's your Shlokash? What's going on? Shem Lakash Kasha. Why only Chayev one? It's a Pella. Why only Chayev one? So, I think we're going to have a few Malachim, four Malachim, I think it is. Very easy mahal. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Yosef, Loi Kasha. Rav Yosef is in a Shtel Avek, the Mahalach, and then we have four Pshatim in the Mahalach. Om Rav Yosef, Loi Kasha. Kam Behem Achas, Kam B'Shtei Behemis. B'Shtei Behemis B'Chayev Shtayim. Everyone agrees by two behemoths, like we just said, Yechayev two. It means if you eat an Avim and a Chayev for this behemoth, and a tray for this behemoth, Yechayev two. Even one mistake. Yechayev two, why? It's two different lives. No shayla about it. The question is of one behemoth. When it comes to one behemoth, you run into problems of Issachal Issa. That's what happens with one behemoth. Behemoth achas pligi. The machlokes of Yechayev and Shlokesh is in the world of Issachal Issa, we'll see the four of them shot in that machlokes, but one behemoth has already problems already. Because now we're handling Issachal Issa. Behemoth achas pligi. Behemah achas my plea, on my bayo, going to knit it from Yitzias Ruba. When it was born, it became a trefa. Now, when it was born, it became a trefa, so it turns out that the Issa trefa, it was born with the Issa trefa. Is it born with the Issa Evim Nachai or not? Samar Savar, Behemah Bechayeha, Leivarim Medes. One man the Yama holds that when Behemah is born, it's born Leivarim. And therefore, the Issa Evim Nachai is chal the exact same time as trefa. And therefore, the both chal. If it's a treif of Issa of Eiver, Bahadi Adali Kasu. That's a sheet of Rabbi Yechir, Ruchayev too. Even one behemah. Why? Because they're both chal at the same time, so they're chal on each other. And it's two different lavim. They don't get a student of lavim. But here, to Issa in Issa Chalissa, with chal of Vazachas. We had yesterday, Machkubi Machloikis, if Vazachas is chal at the same time, but we hold that this Gemara holds that Vazachas chal. And here, it was Vazachas. Why? It was born a treifa and was born a Eivim and a Chayev, because behemah Mechayel Avarim met us. You don't look at it levar medes. Only when the foot falls off does it become asa eva menachai. Only when the foot's off, and that's too late. Like asa issa eva chayal issa treifa, and we all hold that issa eva is not chayal issa treifa. That's what shlokas would hold. That's beer number one in machlokas or yechon shlokas. What's the machlokas? Really, if behema bechayel levar medes, that's the rekudus of machlokas. Mebayi same at the kulam behema bechayel levar medes. So therefore, what? What's chal first? What's chal first? Treifa. Treifa is chal first. Eivim nechai is chal afterwards, only when the eivim falls off. So what's the biyah machlekes? When meisi issa eivim, mechle issa treifa, come ifkim. Machlekes is eivim nechai, chal on a treifa. Ma'a sova osi issa eivim, chal issa treifa. One man knows that issa eivim can be chal issa treifa. Ma'a sova lo issa eivim, chal issa treifa. One man says that it can't, issa eivim can't be chal issa treifa. Anyone want to take a guess what's the biyah machlekes on this? The answer is pashut. If you learn to pass through blood, you know what the answer is. Because Eivim Nechai is Noeg Ben Menoyach. And when he says something is Ben Menoyach, Fir Rav Yehuda, we said, it's chal, it's more chomer, it's chal on the thing before. That's the Machlokes over here. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's Eivim Nechai is Noeg Ben Menoyach, so it's chal on the Issa Trefa. Masha'inkin, Rav Shlokes was not like that. That's the B.R. Machlokes. That's number two. Is the Oilm halting mint? Because I thought the Oilm would have that one. But you say, third thing. The kuliyama beimechayel evarim medes. That means that what? That the aver is chal right away. But that's chal first. The case is chal first. Ukego in chinut v'lachem lekan. Came a treifa later on. What's the machlekes? So meisi is a treifa chal is aver kamefki. And here it's a pashta machlekes. Vein is a chal is a pashta. So meisi is a treifa chal is aver kamefki. Ma'asava osi v'chayel. One man knew all that. Yes, is a chal is a. And they are man the arm like that later on in the mesechta. It doesn't go on Michael. And now we're going to come to the final and the fourth Bira Machlekes. It's all the same idea. It's in Sugya of Enes Chalissa, different cases of Machlekes. We had already three. The first one was a Vasachas Anat, and I was told by Behem Chayyar Medes. Second one was a Vada the Eva Chay was second, but the Shal is, you say, it's better because Benoyach. The third way, the Treifa was second, the Shal was Chalissa. Rabba Amar, like this. Going to tell us about an aver v'tarfa boy. The case was like this: when you took off the aver, it was ma'akuva v'lemayla, and it made it into a treifa. And so now it's like this: ma'asav v'behem mechayel evarim enay medes. It's not oimid lo evarim. So it's the aver treifa had the other kasi. So it both happened at the same time. The aver mechayel happens when the limb comes off, and it became a treifa then. Well, ma'asav, what happened first? The aver mechayel happened first. Masav hem mechayel evarim edes. V'loy osi issa treifa, and treifa is not chal al issa eiver. It's not chal issa eiver. It's a fourth pshat, shmak a pshat. We're trying to make it a case where it's possible to treifa and eiver mechayel happen later on in lifetime. It happened together when I broke it off. It happened vasachas, so then it would be chal. But if not, if you hold the behema v'chayel, evar v'medes, evar v'chayel happen first. And treifa cannot be chal on evar. So a bunch of them shot them. So the bottom line is, we're stopping here. The bottom line is, we have the machlokes here, all different laven over here, this laven, that laven, that's the constant. The shayla was, a whole shayla, in iser, chal iser.